executive session on a collective bargaining, we actually settled a contract with our fire union, the IFF, local, I think it's 1702 here in Monmouth, on a new three-year agreement. Contained 2.5% cost of living adjustments over the for each of the 3 years. We made some pretty substantial language changes on a number of issues that kind of related to management of the department and staffing and vacation time and the sort. So I felt like it was a very good agreement. Wasn't really a contentious negotiation. It was actually a very good negotiation with the union. Made a lot of progress on issues that were important to both the city and the union, and we're happy to get that done. The contract starts effective May 1st of this year. We'll run through April 30th of 2015. So it's nice to have that completed, and the contract received unanimous support from both the union and the city council.
I believe in one of our earlier conversations, this was the last one you had. Every other bargaining union you had agreed with.
Yeah, we are we have them staggered now, so we basically have one each year. We'll have police coming up in the next year, but no, we feel like you know, anytime we can get through one of these sessions and make progress and reach agreement without expending a lot of dollars in terms of legal counsel or you know, time spent working through issues long past the deadline is always positive, and this was a very good negotiation. The fire union as a whole was very cooperative, understood the economic climate. Obviously, they have things that they want and need, as any bargaining unit does, but it was a very good negotiation. We felt very positive about it.
Did you have to make any changes to your health insurance coverage? That usually is the big bugaboo.
Sure.
These days.
Actually, we'll be addressing health insurance later this summer with all the units, rather than just dealing with one at a time. That's an issue that is really a citywide from an employee standpoint, and all of the bargaining contracts have opportunities for openers to adjust insurance relative to the Midwest CPI. So we're actually taking that up later this summer.
In terms of some of the changes you made, if you could give me, say, one change, because I'm guessing that manpower, of course, the fire department, they work differently. They don't work a straight 40-hour
right.
week, so probably
right.
trying to keep their hours and their labor costs down is probably important to the city.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is on the city's standpoint in terms of how we deal with overtime. We already have a pretty minimal department. I mean, we're not a very big city, and so we only actually have 14 firemen at any one time with the chief. We only have 15 total. Macomb or Quincy or Galesburg obviously would have much larger departments than we do. So that does, you know, place restrictions on how we are able to staff the two stations. A lot of it dealt with in terms of how vacation time is allocated, how time off is allocated, how we deal with overtime, which affects not only our bottom line, but it also affects the time off that they want and need from time to time when they're because of the number of guys that we have. You know, some guys can be on 48 hours at a time if a number of guys need to take off, and so. You know, we worked real hard with the union to find solutions that would allow them to, you know, get breaks away from the station. And actually, we came to some what I think are very positive, amicable solutions that are beneficial both to the city and to the union. And so that's why, you know, we were able to do this without a lot of contention because both parties were trying to achieve a similar goal.
I know here in Macomb, let's say, with the police department, overtime had been a problem. So what they were trying to – one of the things that the city tried to do, and I think was successful, was maybe getting more notice from
right.
Are you doing something perhaps
yeah,
requiring more notice?
Yeah, we're actually moving to a schedule where on vacation time, all of it's allocated on a seniority basis at the beginning of the year so they can plan out in advance. And then we have provisions in terms of when you can or can't take off additional time, depending on the schedule and staffing, so as to ensure that we're not shorthanded unless it's an emergency. So we feel like we made a lot of progress there. I expect we'll see some reduction in our overtime costs, but I also think it was important to the union from the standpoint of guys wanting to be able to take their time off to spend with their family, you know, especially during the summertime when, you know, a lot of them have kids, you know, in summer activities and being forced into the station because we're shorthanded is not good for them either. And so the new setup, which we feel like both parties will view this as positive, and we'll obviously evaluate it as we go. We always do, but I think in this case, you know, in any negotiation, you're always looking for opportunities to find amicable solutions, and in this case, I think we're able to do that.